Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it fits so clean, you spitting out it, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big things, don't get it twisted, I am a business, so put your all your money where
on Dollhouse Radio, and we had to take a week off, but we are back, bitches. We are in the house. I'm Sammy Brooks, and my girl Sage Montana is here with me. Oh my gosh, girlfriend, how the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fan fucking tabulous. Oh my gosh, so much is going on. So much has happened with me over the last couple of weeks. I hope you have a lot of yummy, fun stuff that we're going to be talking about this afternoon, or well, in most other people's cases, this evening, since it is 7 p.m. Eastern for those people that are on the other side of the state. Which, I don't know why they're over there. It's so late.
I know.
All right. Before we get into anything that has to do with webcamming, I have to ask you how you are doing, because you're like on the verge of popping that little puppy out. Like, seriously, you're like a month away.
That's right. Technically, it's safe for the baby to come in 3 more weeks. I'll be at 36 weeks in 3 weeks. I know, but 7 weeks, I'll hit 40, so 40 weeks.
Oh, my gosh, I cannot believe it. Sage Montana is going to finally be a bona fide MILF. She's going to have her little bambino running around, like, soon. Like, that, wow, this is so crazy. Oh, my gosh, and I must tell you, Sage, I love your Prego pics. They are so sexy and hot. No, seriously, you are, like, so gorgeous as a pregnant woman because of the fact that, for one, you don't have any goddamn stretch marks. What the hell?
That's that vitamin E. Vitamin E.
I'm telling you, you know what? When I was pregnant, well, that was 25 years ago, that didn't work for me. Like, they say it does run in the family, and if you're not careful, and for me it didn't work. So, but you are lucky. You look absolutely freaking gorgeous. Love it, darling.
Thank you.
So, you are so welcome, you beautimus. You beautimus.
How was
queen.
Your videos last week?
You know what? They were fabulous. Did another 2 videos last night, and then today I can finish my last final clip for the website. I'm going to do a baby oil shower scene this evening,
ooh,
hopefully this evening, and get that finished and finally launch my website. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's going to be so exciting.
I am so excited. It's going to be so flipping amazing. So I think I'll wait till next Thursday to actually tell everybody the link to my website because I still have to do a couple blogs and all that good stuff. So I think I'll wait. I'm going to wait and tell everybody the link so that way all the sex monsters can come join and it's going to be amazing, fun, fan-fucking-tabulous. And another... Yay. Right? So... You know, so now we're going to get into the whole webcam talk. I want to know what you thought about the costume contest that StreamMate put on for all of the cam models. How did you
I thought it was really awesome that they finally did something like that.
Right?
I know a lot of other websites do that. I think it's so awesome that they finally did it. I only wish they would have given the girls a little bit more notice.
Right. I do, too. I completely agree with you. 215%, a 2 to 3 week period of time is just, I think, was it only 2 weeks? I think that's what it was, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
Or a week and a half?
If they would have let us know, like, a month in advance, I think a lot more girls would have participated.
Mm-hmm.
know my studio, we would have had a slumber party, and we would have been on all night, you know?
Right? Oh, my God. You guys would have killed it, seriously.
Right.
You really, truly would
have. I'm happy to say my girl, Nikki Spade, you know, placed in the top 10, so I'm very proud that someone from our studio did win.
Right,
so
she did. I saw that.
She did.
Yes.
So I'm very pleased.
Congrats,
very
Nikki
excited.
Spade.
Yay.
Yes. And one day she'll have nerve enough to come onto the show. Nikki, I'm going to kick your ass. You need to get on the show.
I'll talk to her.
We're not going to be mean to you. I mean, gosh, hello. You're sexy and fun. Hello.
Right?
Seriously. Oh, my goodness. But, yes, I completely agree with you that StreamMate, thank you finally for doing something that gives the models incentive to actually work. Like, to give them this fun and say, oh, wow, you mean there's actually something that's going to come back to me? Like, I'm going to actually get a bonus on my check for working and masturbating, which we all love masturbating anyway. I was, when I first saw the email, I was like, this is absolutely the most fun thing StreamMate's ever done since I've been on board with StreamMate. But,
yeah.
Man, like you just said, hello, can we get it like a month in advance?
Exactly. That would have been awesome. I think a lot more girls would have been prepared. They probably would have decorated their rooms more and, you know,
uh-huh.
They just would have promoted more. You know, and I know I get to, like, maybe that was their way of, like, spontaneous so that it's more fair, you know.
Right.
So I get that. But I, either way, I think it was really cool that they finally did something that was geared
right.
around.
Right, it was. It was
yeah.
really cool that they did. But at the end of the day, us girls who like to prim and proper ourselves, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's tons of girls on StreamMate and other cam sites. They don't give a fuck what they look like when they log into cam. But us girls who actually care about it and we want our rooms to look perfect, give us a little more heads up, StreamMate, please.
Yeah.
Just saying. Some of us girls are prim and proper, and we like everything to look really cool and fun, and we only have like a week and a half to prepare. Ain't working for us. Ain't working for me. I know that.
Right. I would have planned to stay in camp a little bit that night just to do it myself. But.
Right? Like me, I went and I bought a Halloween costume. My little super Sammy girl costume, whatever. Or I didn't buy it. I ordered it online. And it would have been more fun if I could have had a little more time to prepare. Because I really wanted to have, like, I wanted to have my dry ice going in the background. I was, like, going to go all out.
Yeah, I would have done, like, a naked pumpkin carving. And.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so StreamMate, if anybody from StreamMate is listening right now, let's just say next year, give us girls a heads up, and I will totally fly to Vegas and have fun in Sage's studio.
Oh,
I will
yeah.
totally do a naked pumpkin carving contest with
Ooh.
You.
Yeah.
With you.
Oh, yeah.
Because you will be... Right, you'll be Bambino free then, so you'll be able to get nakey wakey and
oh,
maybe
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you'll be bumped up again. You never know.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows?
You might be on the baby making frenzy right now, you horny chica.
You know what? I think the baby daddy's trying to be.
Oh, my gosh, that is freaking funny. So I have other girls that have been sending me, which they've been sending me, I have four different girls. I'm not going to say any names whatsoever. They have been sending me comments in private messages on Twitter complaining about girls who are doing naughty things in free chat and have not been caught for it. Like,
what?
And they're sending me pictures, like, full-on girls that are on the front page showing their vag, like,
Ooh.
Fucking themselves in free chat before the gold show even starts. What
oh
do you
my.
Think about that, Sage? Right? What do you think about that?
Are they American girls?
What was that?
Are the girls that are doing it American girls?
No.
I was going to say, I know that sometimes those foreign girls, they I have to wonder, because sometimes their profile pictures are right up close to their pussies, and I know the website takes those Snapchats of us.
Right.
Those little snap pictures, but you can, I know the foreign girls, I don't know if they know that they can have that shut off to where they don't use that as your profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
And you should. But, yeah,
right.
I don't understand. Like, if we can't submit a picture like that, then the website shouldn't be using those as pictures either.
Right, because here's the thing to all these cam models out here. When these girls and, like, you know, like foreign girls especially, which I have nothing against, and so girls out there listening or studios listening, please don't take this the wrong way. But when you're a foreign girl and you don't really understand the website and you don't understand what webcamming is about, and when a lot of these girls are in free chat, like, they're brand new to webcamming and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. Like, seriously, they really, truly don't. And these girls out of foreign countries will sit there and do whatever, you know, they have to do to make their buck. And, you know, you've got other cam models getting pissed off because what the fuck, man? This girl is fucking her pussy in free chat, and I can't do that myself. Like, you know what I mean? It's like girls are getting so pissed off because other girls from other countries are getting away with it. But at the end of the day, it's one of those things where you don't get in trouble unless you're a top girl on the site.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Exactly. And usually we're getting in, the girls that do get in trouble are, somebody just sent me $30.
Yay!
Yeah, woo, you know that long gold sound, caught me off guard there for a second.
Oh my god, I'm so totally showing. I'm showing my tits for you right now, Sage. I'm so totally showing you my tits. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for the 30 gold. Yes.
Yeah, but yeah, sometimes those girls don't know any better. They're not paid the way we're paid. Sometimes they're,
right,
paid not by the minute, so they don't always know. It's not always their fault. I understand why it upsets a lot of girls, but I think the girls that get upset, if they understood how much money those girls really were making, it might not upset them as much.
You mean how much money they're not making?
Right, that's what I'm saying. You know, like, the
yeah.
ones that are paid by the hour or whatever, like, you can't really be mad at them. Like, they're just trying
to
make their money.
I'm just going to be blunt, and I'm going to say this, and I don't care who hates me for whatever, because it is what it is, and I just speak my mind when we're on the show. But I had been told recently there was certain girls that are working in another country literally are only making $1 an hour showing their fucking badge on cam. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, I've heard $6, but damn, $1. But, you
yes.
know, in
are
some
you...
of those countries, that money's a lot. You know, it depends on where
yeah.
they are, I guess. I don't know, but
it's like,
I mean,
I
just wish everyone online would mind their own business.
Right? So,
I get it, but, like,
yeah.
Nor when
it is
so
what
online,
it is.
It's like everyone, it's so online, so everyone wants to watch everyone else to catch people doing wrong instead of encouraging them to learn the right way. If they're in America, then absolutely get pissed at them because they should know better. But if they're foreign, they might not know any better.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we have a couple callers that are waiting on hold. Let me bring one in right now. And, Sage, tell your tipper that just tipped you the yummies that he's absolutely amazing. And, yeah, kudos. That means more baby clothes.
Yes.
More baby clothes. Oh, and by the way, everybody, not for me, for Sage. I'm not. No. Mama Sammy ain't having no babies. No, Mama Sammy is not having no goddamn babies. I'm just having baby boys online coming in and playing the mommy role. You freaking yummy sex monsters. Okay, hold on. Okay, so Sweetie has a surprise he wants to tell us.
Yes, I've been waiting to hear.
Yeah, Sweetie.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Sammy and Sage. How are you both doing tonight?
Good, you?
Okay, so the news is this. I know you've been talking about wanting to auction some of your items.
Yeah.
So I have a good friend who happens to be in the industry that runs an auction site.
Okay.
And I've put in a good word to this person, and she's pretty big in the business, let me put it this way. And all you have to do, all you two ladies have to do is communicate with this one person and refer to me as Sweet Pea, because she knows me by this nickname as well, and you will be able to do it in Nevada right around the time of your convention there.
Wow.
That's what you wanted to tell us?
Sweet Pea,
that's what you wanted to tell us?
I thought maybe you were going to come and join us at the
convention. That's what I thought he was going to say. I thought you were going to say you were going to come see us at the show. That's what I thought you were going to say. You're telling me that you wanted this big surprise to be about us selling our item. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to titty slap you, Sweetie. Like, I am so going to titty slap you.
I thought it was good news for you to get another, you know.
Sweetie darling.
I will
darling.
Give you both the information. Yes?
I am so going to titty slap you.
I look forward to it.
I'm going to booty slap you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you talking about? Booty slap? Shit, your titties are like 3 times the size of mine.
We'll just have to smother his whole head.
Yeah, we'll just come in full force. You'll get 4 titties,
yeah,
like, around your goddamn head. We'll just smother you.
Yep.
I'll call
really
it mountain round.
We're coming to town.
Oh, my gosh. I seriously thought, Sweet Pea, that you were going to tell us you were coming to the show in Vegas.
Well, I don't know if that news is officially. I won't know that till probably next month.
Ah! Okay, well, Sweet Pea, how about this? How about you start a site where you're selling your personal items and start making the money so you get your ticket and everything paid for to come see us?
Yeah.
I'm going to do my best. Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just trying to help you out, boss. I'm just trying to help you out, right?
I know. I appreciate it.
No, Sweetie, it's awesome that you're thinking about us girls and another way that we can generate money from selling
Absolutely.
Our personal items. Love it.
Well, any way I can help, and you know how much I love you ladies very much, so I'm always here for you.
Yeah. No, I love it, love it, love it. And the thing is, actually, I will be selling everything on my own personal website here in the next few weeks because I only have to do another little clip, and I'm ready to launch. I'm so excited.
Okay.
I can't wait. Oh, I'm excited. No, you're absolutely amazing, Sweetie Peepee. Love you, love you, love you.
Love you.
You gotta work your ass off. You gotta come see all of us girls in Vegas.
I will try my best.
You have to. You have to work harder to try your best because we want you there. Because you support all of us cam girls and porn stars. Like, you are absolutely amazing, darling.
Thank you. Thank you both so much.
Yes. So, okay, Sweetie, honey, do you have any more questions or any more yummy info you would love to throw our way, baby doll?
No, I'm just want to say that I'm thankful for you. I know this is Thanksgiving month, and I'm both giving thanks to you ladies for being so great to me.
Aww, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. You are absolutely fabulous. Thank you, baby doll, Sweet Pea. Have a fabulous
You're welcome.
Evening. Thanks, honey buns. Okay, you too.
Bye.
Okay, so we have, I believe, I'm not sure. Let's see. Let's make sure. 479, are you there, darling?
Yes, it's me. I'm here.
Yay!
Oh, crap, I fell
Johnny.
Over.
You fell over?
Hi, girls. Yes, I was in the floor sitting down there Indian style and, you know, crappy knees and old man falls over.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's like that commercial.
How have you been, Johnny?
I'm fabulous. It's like that commercial with the tree. Help, I'm falling, I'm falling, I'm falling. Yeah.
I've fallen and I can't reach my cigar in your case.
Yeah, pretty much. It's I've fallen and I can't reach my beer.
Or your honey Tennessee whiskey.
Yeah, or my whiskey, yeah. How are you lovely girls doing?
Fabulous.
I heard you were threatening to accost Sweet Pea with your ample proportioned physical features. If he got hit with either one of those, he might be knocked into a coma.
Right.
Imagine
Man
if that's something the doctor said. Coma by kitty.
Especially Sage's presently.
Oh, my God. Right. Yes. I have to say, Sage's tits are absolutely ginormous. Like, she's in, like, the last, like, you're in the last trimester, right? It's been so long.
Yes.
I don't remember how that trimester shit goes.
Yes. Almost
okay.
done.
So, Miss Sage Montana is in the last trimester of her little bambino that's tucked away in her cavity, like, inside. And her fucking tits are ginormously huge. Like, it, literally, you could put three basketballs together and that's the size of her damn tits right now. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and
like,
they're not even
full of
milk yet.
Those things have a
gravitational
pull.
Like, who pole. Does that? How does that happen? I don't understand. Like, that is fucking insanely crazy. Can we say cray cray? It's a little cray.
I gotta say, though, she looks extremely gorgeous, though.
Fuck yeah, she does. She
Oh, my God. That glow is just... It is. It permeates every shot.
Seriously, have you seen her pictures, John? Like her Prego
mm-hmm.
pictures? Oh, she's
mm-hmm.
so beautiful and just gorgeous. And like she's a happy pre-mommy. Like she's so yummy and just like cute. You just want to like go over and just like rub the Buddha.
Yes, very much so. I presently
well,
have the same look going, but
like,
I don't have that excuse.
Some guys are like, yeah, I don't want to rub the Buddha. I want to rub the hum.
Oh, I bet they do. I can't really blame them. I mean, come on. I mean, it's like, look at both you and Sage and Sammy. I mean, it's like, kind of like, oh.
I will say, I am looking so forward to Vegas because I'm going to be bringing a yummy baby basket to my yummy girl, Sage Montana. And then the little bambino is going to be out, and we're going to actually be able to have some funny, money.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Well, I've seen all your tireless work of organizing everything for your events. I swear, you girls must not sleep. I just always see you're like little busy bees just back and forth, just flying back.
You know what? I can honestly tell you, John, when it comes to webcamming, Sage, I will say, she is a crazy busy bee. Because not only is she Prego, you know, but she has this amazing webcam studio where she busts her ass. She comes into work, manages her girls, you know, and she's trying to put everything in until the little bambino comes out of that, you know, yummy vagina of hers. She is like busy right now preparing for that time when she has to take a little bit of time off. And for me, I don't feel like I'm really that busy. Like, I really don't. I mean, I am, but I'm not. Like, my thing is it's mostly just doing little things. Like, I'm not busy like Sage is. She's busy. Like, she's way busy.
Well,
I'm like, that girl is
you
busy.
You need to have my support in each of your endeavors, so. And all your little buddies do, too.
Yeah.
As your friend Lady J
she's yummy.
Her presence the other day.
She's yummy. Yeah, she's yummy.
A beautiful foreign knockout, might I add.
Oh, I'm telling you what.
Hey, now.
I have a funny for you guys. Okay, so was shooting a little video clip last night for my website, and shooting this little video clip, and I was doing like a mommy son kind of thing, because since I'm gone on StreamMate, I can say mommy son. And so I'm shooting this video clip, and who the hell is trying to ruin it? My gosh darn pug. He was snoring so loud. Like, literally, I had to call the developers from the website. I said, guys, I said, I don't know if you're going to be able to edit around this video clip. I said, he was snoring so loud that it's It literally sounded like there was two men snoring in the background. It was that bad. It was so bad. Like,
it could be like
so
one
bad.
I have another friend. She was trying to do a photo set who works on another site, and her Dalmatian decided to photobomb her midway through.
Scooter did that too. I had to stop in the middle of another one, and he like walked right in front of the camera, and we had to stop it, and we were like, okay, editors, sorry, can you edit that part out? No pug intended. Like, yeah. Like, seriously. Who?
They're like, Scooter, get out of the shot.
No, I swear to bejesus, I'm going to turn into a wizard and turn him into a cat and just make him, like, go lay on a couch somewhere and never move.
Oh, well, let me tell you exactly how well that works with the cat thing. I have a cat. His name is Otis. He's special. He sits out in the middle of the rain and stares up at the sky and looks as the water falls down and hits him. He's nomadic. He disappears. He's an outdoor cat. He's nomadic, so he disappears, and I won't see him for like 3 or 4 weeks, and then he'll show back up and look at me like, hey, human, where's the food? And I'm like,
oh,
well, you weren't here, so I didn't get you any.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Well, Johnny, honey, we have another caller on the line waiting, so I'm going to
have fun.
All right, John, thank you for calling. You're absolutely wonderful. Thank you, baby doll.
Later, taters.
Later. Kisses. All right. So we have another caller here. And area code 727, how are you?
Guys, I'm doing good. This is Jim. Is there anybody listening to this program right now who is shocked that full-grown man has cats? I mean, Jesus, I am so creeped out, or I don't even know what I'm listening to anymore. You guys, you gotta limit Joe to 30 seconds from now on, because I don't think I'm going to be able to sleep tonight. Christ.
He has pussy cats. He's sensitive. Some women like
him. He likes his pussy. John, he likes his pussy.
Yeah, he likes pussy.
Yeah.
He likes his pussy.
I've never felt so bad for somebody's pet in my life. That cat isn't feral. It doesn't live outside. It lives with him. It doesn't want to be in the house with that guy. It ran. Anyways, who's having a kid? Somebody's having a baby. What's going on?
Yes, Sage is. Miss Sage.
All right. And you live in my neck of the woods? Are you a Vegas girl? I live over here near the Red Rock. Are you near me?
I'm on the other side of you over in Henderson.
Okay, the smaller houses. Well, anytime you want to come to the big side of town, we got a lot going on over here.
Oh, my gosh. No. Okay, Mike. All right, Mike.
I have a giant house. I have a five-bedroom
Mike,
house with a
swimming pool,
mind you.
Let me ask you. Let's ask Mike. Mike. Mike, you sound kind
Who's
of like
Mike?
A radio guy.
Who's Mike?
Oh, I thought you came on and said you were Mike.
No, listen, you have five bedrooms in your place, and I understand that, but listen, my parents have six bedrooms, and I live here, so I'm okay. So talk
you
about...
Wait a minute. So you live with your mom and dad?
I'm sorry?
You live with your mom and dad?
Well, no, they still live at home. They're in their late 60s, and they still live at home, so they need to move the fuck out. I'm not going anywhere, guys. I just got my own refrigerator about 2 months ago, but let's not focus on me.
Oh.
It's your show.
Okay.
I'm interested in doing a webcam, and I wanted to get your opinion on it. I do have a girlfriend.
Oh, this is going
to
be good. Okay, this is going to be good. Okay, let me.
And I want
right,
to get a little.
Is,
I want to get a little advice.
This is Sammy.
On
this is Sammy that you're talking to. All right, because I can tell
ahead,
by your demeanor that you want to run the show, and I'll let you run it for a few minutes, and then I'm going to cut you off. Okay,
tell
take
us
it
about
to me, darling.
Show you want.
As soon as you tell women that you live with your parents, game's over. I guess I should have cats. Guys, all I
yes,
want to ask
should.
You is to get a little advice on this webcam thing. I have something going on. I'm not looking to take over the show. I apologize if that's what it seems like. But what I'm interested
no,
in doing is I got a girlfriend. I got a girlfriend, and believe it or not, she has a daughter, and her daughter wants to get into webcams. Now, I've got a buddy of mine who's into the websites. There's a lot of different things out there. We've already looked at different ways to pay to view this. So, you know, whether you want to go on like from 8 to 10 at night or 24 hours a day, we haven't figured that out yet. But I am interested in doing this, and I wanted to know if you had a little bit of advice, because there is a little bit of a hang-up here, and after you give me the advice, I'll go ahead and tell you what the problem is. But go ahead. What's the best advice for somebody who wants to do this?
Okay, well, first off, which I'm gonna let Sage from a studio owner throw a lot of it in there, but the first part of advice that I'm going to give you, sir, and thank you for calling in, because it's absolutely amazing that you're calling in for a little, you know, advice from us girls. You can't just jump into webcamming and wanting to throw in a girl and, you know, whatever you got going on. There are so many fundamentals that go into webcamming. You cannot just, like, say, oh, I'm interested in doing webcam, and I've got this girl that's a daughter of a friend of mine. There is so much that goes into it that you wouldn't even freaking realize. Like, it is a hardcore business. You have to really understand what you're getting yourself into and the girl that you're trying to get into. Like, this is not an easy business. It really isn't. If you don't have personality and if the girls or the guys, whoever, you know, wants to cam, if they don't have the comfortability with being in front of a camera, it ain't going to work. Just saying.
Well, that's like that definitely sounds like good advice. And, you know, I do have a day job. I'm not looking to do this at full time. I'm up to $12 an hour over at the Albertsons here on Charleston. But what I am looking but what I do want to bring to your attention, did somebody snort? Is Joe back on the phone? Guys, what I'm trying to bring to your attention is this. I think that you have to have a webcam girl that has something that other girls don't. And that's the difficult part in this. And I think I found that in this girl, my girlfriend's daughter, and I think she has something that people will pay for.
Your girlfriend's
she's going
daughter. Okay, let me ask you. How old is your girlfriend's daughter?
Can I clarify a couple things?
Sure.
Okay, so one, you live at home with your parents. Two, you're trying to put your daughter on the internet.
And three, you
so
work at fucking Albertsons. No,
three, you work at Albertsons for $12.
Why don't you go? I think you need to work
in
a bakery.
You can bring your daughter to me, and I'll fucking take care of her. How about that?
Exactly. As long as she's 18 years old.
Yeah, let's just hope.
It's my girlfriend's daughter.
She doesn't live at home, too, still, does she?
Well, she does. I don't have any children. It's my girlfriend's daughter. I wouldn't put my own daughter on there. I'm not some sort of vomit.
Oh, really? Okay, so you're stupid enough to say that you would want to bring your girlfriend's daughter out and put her on webcam. Is she 18 years old?
Well, I was going to say, I think she'd be perfect for this because she makes really good
grades.
Is she
18 years old?
11th grade.
Really good grades.
No. Yeah, she's like 14.
Oh, really? Okay, do you want me to fire you off of the radio show right now because you're a sick, demented, goddamn man?
Who is this guy?
You're just mad because you shop at Smith's and I work at
I am so sorry, everybody out there listening. Okay, what he didn't realize, I have the power of the mute button, okay? When you have a man that wants to talk shit about webcamming, Sammy has the power of the fucking pussy button. Do you not get me, you stupid fucking Albertsons wucka? I just got you. I fucked you in your ass. I chewed you up and I spit you fucking out. Okay, motherfucker? Oh, my Atlanta. I swear to Jesus.
I'll take our cat guys any day over that.
I will tell you, that's exactly what I was going to say. I will take a man who loves kittens over a man who wants to be an idiot call into our show and talk about putting young girls on fucking webcam. You know what, you lazy motherfucker working at Albertsons? You got a fucking dildo stuck in your ass and you're afraid to admit it, you stupid mother trucker. How dare you call into our goddamn show and talk about younger children? You fucking kidding me, you goddamn Jody? Jeez.
Yeah, he was a weirdo. If he's still listening, don't go back.
Oh, no, you can call back. I just won't answer the fucking call because I got the power of the pussy blocking button. All right? I'm just saying. Just saying. And don't worry, you can hate me on Twitter. Y'all can hate me on Twitter. Y'all can hate me on Instagram. And you can even hate me on Facebook if I friend you. I mean, I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck. You can do all the hating you want to. Guess what? I love life. Sage loves life. And we are happy-go-lucky girls. But remember, I have the power of the pussy blocking button on this goddamn show. Oh, my Lanta, that's funny shit. I don't mind anybody calling in. I don't mind anybody call into this damn show. But here's the dealio. When you talk about underage kids, that is the one time that I will tell you, you are the sickest motherfucker, and you seriously need to have your cock, seriously, cut off your goddamn body. You need to be put in a goddamn jail cell and just, actually, no, you don't even deserve to be put in a jail cell. You need to be blown the fuck up with a fucking, who talks about younger children? Who says that? You fucking kidding me?
I mean, that's how I think of being a goofball and, he doesn't actually have a girlfriend, let alone one with a daughter that he wants to put on cam,
But who says that? Who is stupid enough to talk about children? You sick mofo. You need to have your legs cut off, your dick cut off, and fucking shove the dick in your goddamn mouth so you can't say anything. Oi. Oi, yay, yay. Swear to Jesus. Okay, now back to our positive show, webcamming with Sammy and Sage. We just took a turn for, and cool. I will speak my mind. I don't care. I do not care because you can't fire me. Oh, my gosh. No, that was just, you know what, and I have an idea of who that was, and I'm not going to say it out loud because it was brought to my attention that this certain person was going to be trying to call in. So thank you for trying to, unpornify our show. But guess what? It didn't work, bitch, because I got the block button. I got the power of the pussy block button.
Yes, you do. You got the power, mama.
I got the power, bitches.
You got the power.
Oh, my goodness. So, as everybody knows, we have a fabulous show coming up in January, the Adult Webcam Awards. How are you, are you going to be there, Miss Sage Montana?
I'm excited to. It's perfect for me. I'm excited. A lot of the girls are excited about this little streammate party tomorrow.
Is there a bunch going to it?
Yep, from my understanding. I have a handful of girls that are going.
Well, I have a question for you because this is another thing that was brought to my attention, that streammate's actually not even hosting it.
No, a girl is. But, a lot of the people will be there. Liz, Kristoff.
See, and I told they weren't going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll have to talk a little after. I was told. Okay, we'll talk about that later. That's another convo.
Okay.
And I'll tell you where that came from. Oh, my Lanta. I love all this hoopla that goes on in the camming world. I swear to Jesus, there's so much that goes on between not only the cam girls, but then obviously, you guys just listen to a jazzy face that came in without the jazz hands talking a lot of crap. And we love it, actually. For you haters that are not into the cam world and want to just call into the show and talk shit, you know what? We don't mind. Like, we really truly do not mind if you call into the show and you hate on cam models, because guess what? I've got the power of the pussy blocker button. I'm just saying.
Ooh.
Just saying.
Sammy's got the power.
I got the power of the button, bitches. So, and we still have a few minutes left. So some of you haters, if you would love to call in, go ahead. It's 646-595-4038. We would love to take your call and make sure you press 1. If you press 1, we will gladly take your call. And remember, I got you. Remember, Sammy's got you. So watch out. And we have a caller right now. Oh, boy. Let's see what happens on this one. I'm ready for you. 323, you are calling live now on webcamming with Sammy and Sage. Who are you and where are you from?
Hey, girls. This is Frank. I'm in Los Angeles.
Hi, Frank, darling.
I am a big fan of yours, Sammy. I love all your work. I love the Mommy Blows Best.
Woo!
Nice.
Yes.
Those are
thank
amazing.
You,
I haven't had a chance to Sage yet.
Oh, you got to catch Sage live on her webcam shows. She is flipping amazing. Not only is she sexy, like, she's just sexy all around, but her personality in her cam shows will keep you coming over and over.
Over and over.
Over and over.
And Sage, what's your Twitter? So I can follow you.
Sage Montana 1, the number 1.
All right, cool. Well, I'm Frank, and I'm going to send you an invite then.
Okay.
Yay.
Awesome.
Yeah, tweet us right now, Frank,
and then
we'll tweet you back, honey.
Okay, well, I'll tweet you right now. And actually, I do have a question. I have a friend. She wants to get into camming, but she doesn't realize how like you were saying, there's a lot that goes into it. Like, do you need to, like, pay for, like, a membership, or can you just be in, like, your own house and do it? How does the whole thing start from, you know, beginning to end? Because, like you said, it's a whole lot that goes into it.
There is a whole lot that goes into it. Like, being in – if she wants to work out of her own house, then she has to make sure she has, you know, depending on which website you work for. Here, that's the one key thing. Now, Sage and I, we both work, you know, primarily on StreamMate. That's where we cam out of. That's our home base. That's what we do. And they, for the software that they require, you have to have a certain type of processor that's in your computer, and you're better off with a really good webcam like what Sage and I use. And so you have to be very particular when it comes to StreamMate. Now, if you're going on to other sites like MyFreeCams or, you know, like Chatterbait and this and that, you can buy just a cheap laptop, get online, but your quality's not going to be good and your traffic's not going to be that great. But if you want to be like me and Sage and roll with the big dogs, then on StreamMate, then you want to make sure you have a good quality, you know, laptop and processor and a good webcam. So if you want to send me a message on StreamMate or Sage, yeah. Or I mean,
yeah,
if you want to send us,
we'll definitely help out how we can.
Yes, definitely. So if you want to send us a message on Twitter, we will totally help you out. And if your friend is in Vegas, Sage has an in-house studio. And she is amazing. I love her. She is the absolute best studio, webcam studio owner. I love her. Love her, love her, love
Which,
her.
By the way, our studio is nominated for best studio, so everybody better go vote
yes.
for us.
Nominated best studio of the year for the Adult Webcam Awards. Uh-huh. Yep.
Where can
and
I
even
go
though I'm
to,
one of the, even
nominate.
Though I'm one of the organizers, I did not have anything to do with that. What did you just say, Frank?
I said, what's the link so I can definitely vote for you?
Oh, Sage, what is your link for your studio?
You know, for to vote for us, It's kind of a long one, so I can put it up on my Twitter. I will put it up
now. Cool. Well, that's perfect. Like I said, I'm going to send both of you guys a Twitter message right now.
Perfect. Yay.
Okay.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Thank
this is my first
Frank.
Time calling you your show. I love your show.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you so much. And next week we have a guest coming up. I'm going to wait for the actual response and make sure it's confirmed before I announce the name because I hate doing that. I hate announcing a person before. I'm like, oh, wait, I didn't get the confirmation. Okay, now I look like an idiot. So, yay, Frank. Hoorah for Frank. Hoorah for Frank. We need to get Frank, like, titties right now. Oh, Frank, I'm so flashing you my titties right now. You just can't see them.
Oh, man. I'm like the luckiest dude in the world now.
Love it. Oh, my gosh. Okay, make sure you're following both of us on Twitter, Baby Doll, and we'll help your friend out with the webcamming. Like, any advice that you need for her, for you, or if you're doing a couple show or anything, we will totally help you 200% because that's how we roll. We're like, we're totally helping
everybody. Oh, you're the
best.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Honey Buns. Thank you for calling in, honey.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Kisses. Mwah. All right, peeps. We are almost out. Oh, my gosh. We're, like, coming to the end of the show. Like, seriously. I love when we have people call in and asking about webcamming. I really, truly do. Because
I think that's cool.
Right? It's like it really shows that, oh, okay, well, you know what? I have somebody that wants a webcam or I want a webcam, and what do? And we could totally take a whole full hour and say, okay, this is the equipment you need to buy. This is the webcam you need to buy. But the thing is, like a lot of people don't realize, each website is completely different.
Right.
Completely. StreamAid's are very intricate. When it comes to them and you want good quality in your, you know, your video viewing, you have to actually listen to what StreamAid says and buy, you know, the computer that has the right processor, buy the right webcam, you know, versus going to My Free Cams where you just buy a fucking laptop and you turn it on. Completely different. I mean, I can log on to MyFreeCams right now and not even use my HD webcam, and I'll be right there on their website. But for me, it's like, no, I want to be in HD. I want to, you know, really engage my customers. And that's what I would want other cam models to do, is look, like, have major visual clarity. Because if you don't have that, the guys are like, ew. Okay, you're all fuzzy and pixelated. I don't want to watch you. Don't you agree?
Exactly. I agree.
I know, because you're a studio owner and you know the equipment that you put up for your girls, in which everybody listening, if you are in Vegas, you have got to contact Sage because she is the most amazing. Like, she has all the equipment for every one of her webcam models there. The computer, the webcam, like, the room is already set up. And all you have to do is show up, smile, look pretty, be friendly, and make sure you have a goddamn personality. I'm telling you, Jodies, if you don't have a personality, don't fucking show up.
Yeah, you know what? The funniest thing, the other day when I interviewed a girl,
mm-hmm.
I haven't turned away a girl in quite some time, but this one I had to do away with. It was probably 90 degrees outside.
Yeah.
And she came and she had leggings on, a black hoodie, and a do-rag.
What?
Yeah.
What?
I said, when
really?
She washed them off, I said, are you cold? She said, no, I'm just tired. Oh.
Really?
Well, yep.
Really? So these girls, like some of them, they don't realize when they walk into your studio office, you're actually applying for a job. Like, this is a job. Like, this is not, I mean, it's fun for you and I because we just have fun. Like, we do what we do. But when you're actually first starting out, it's a job, models.
Yeah.
It's a job. Like, you have to work to build your name and get to where Sage and I are. Because if you don't build your name, throw out the fucking computer, throw out the camera, you're fired. Don't even, like, show up.
Exactly. Big titties and a flat ass ain't enough.
Oh, my gosh. Well, on our note, it's been a fabulous hour, and I'm so glad that we had the time to spend together. And thank you, everybody that called in. It's, like, amazing. Even you silly monsters that want to talk a little crapola, we love it. We love when you call in. So, Sage Montana, give me your shout-outs there, sister, on where everybody can find you and where they can come to your studio in Vegas and be a new cam model.
Okay, so you guys can come, and first you guys can come and check me out at sagemontana.cammodels.com. You can always go and vote for my cam studio, the Sin City Studio. I just put the link up on my Twitter, which is sagemontana and the number one. And you can follow me on Instagram at sageinvegas. And I want to give a shout-out to my friend, Jon Snow, who's been hanging with me this whole time, and Mr. S3SS, who hooked me up with all that extra gold. You guys are badass, and I appreciate you.
Nice. It's so goddamn nice, Sage. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. And everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to our fabulous show, Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. Hopefully some of our information was, you know, really interesting for some of you. And if you need more info on becoming a webcam model, make sure you follow us on Twitter at SammyBurke69 and at SageMontana1. And you can send us a DM on there because we will follow you back if you tweet us. If you don't tweet us, we won't know that you're sending us a freaking direct message. And then also make sure you catch both of our shows, our live cam shows, sammy_brooks.cammodels.com and at sagemontana.cammodels.com. And our show is here live every Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. or Eastern Time and 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I will also be on tonight here on Dollhouse Radio, Truth Front to Back with Desiree DeLuca and Karen Fisher. I will be live with those sexy gosh darn chicas tonight. And we have some yummy, yummy guests that will be on the show. So make sure you tune into that. You can call back, same number, 646-595-4038. But on that note, Miss Sexy Mama, I'm going to let you go because I know you have a busy studio. And for the rest of you out there listening, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in and listening. And if you have any questions, like I said, follow us on Twitter at SammyBrick69 and at SageMontana1. And at Dollhouse Radio, and remember to catch our live cam shows. We will be masturbating to you every day in any way that we can. Sage, you're the best, mama.
I'll
kisses,
talk to
darling.
You soon. All right, have a good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It feels Something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest, my. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you, though, I know you like that.
Like that.
I just like it like that.